And Starbucks is making a big, big change. Starbucks will no longer charge a fee for using non-dairy milk in its beverages.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
What led to the breakup between Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum? More info this morning. We'll have the details in the scoop.
Plus, the vaults are a little creakier, a little spookier, but there is still cash inside. The Halloween edition of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank coming up. But first, Taylor Swift on Move.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract sequence stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you. Baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken.
She keeps reminding me. Wine. I forgot you left behind.
Play Matt and Drew's Beat the Band.
604-280-1035.
Move 1035.
Lurking in the dark. Another
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
It's time now for the spooky edition of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Listen to that phone line. Doesn't it sound creepy?
Like
it, creepy?
Yeah. Ann, are you okay? What are you doing? Are you being chased?
I'm in shock.
You're in shock. Ann, you're caller 25. You're going to play. It's powered by the King of Floors. Are you dressed up?
Yesterday I was.
That's interesting. Did you just get the days wrong? Or, well, why?
It was our team's lunch. Monthly birthday celebration.
What were you dressed up as yesterday?
Nostalgia from Inside Out.
Aww. You know,
an adorable Halloween costume.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know which one that is, but I'm going to look right now. That's so cute.
The old lady.
Aww. Well, let's get you a lot of money, hopefully, in Matt and Drew's Beat the Bank. Open up as many vaults as you want. Stay away from the alarm. If you hit the alarm, we can't give you the cash. We will give you a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steakhouse, celebrating more than 50 years.
What is inside Vault 1 on this Halloween morning?
$100
in Vault 1.
Okay, go ahead.
$500.
Oh, boy.
Now, at 7:05, Donna played, and she played a perfect game. There was $950. But as you know, there's been massive jackpots. Like yesterday morning, we had a $35,000 jackpot. And it could go as high as 50 grand. You're at 500. Okay.
$750. Yikes. You know, I could do with that $750. I just got an electrical bill for $1,000. So.
Oh, that is an expensive electrical.
No, it's some repairs. So.
So are you cashing out or are you pushing forward to open up Vault 4?
Pushing forward.
Vault 4.
$950
in Vault 4.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Yeah?
Done.
All right.
That seems to be a popular amount this morning.
Woo! That covers off your electrical bill. Now, would there possibly be the alarm right after $950 again?
For the second game in a row?
Yeah.
Nope, a little bit more. $1,100 in Vault 5. How about Vault 6?
$1,900.
Vault 7.
$2,400.
$2,400? There we go. It's hard to tell at times with all the creaking going on, but $2,400 was there.
Oh, I was planning to go to 7, but... That's my lucky number. But
I think you lucked out with
950
is great. Thanks for listening and playing along this morning. We have another round of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank coming up this afternoon at 4:05 with Ray.
Move Radio.
I love variety.
More Move music next.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
You shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo. This weekend at the TradeX Exhibition Center in Abbotsford. Browse a massive display of hot tubs and swim spas from five major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, fun, and therapy all year long. Every floor model hot tub must go. Financing is available and show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo. This weekend at the TradeX Exhibition Center in Abbotsford. Visit spashow.ca. That's spashow.ca.
At PharmaSave, we see you juggling life's many priorities. Talk to your pharmacist about the PharmaSave app to make managing you and your loved ones' medications easier.
Live well with PharmaSave.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave.
What do I mean by endless?
Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Head to Park Royal Shopping Center this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6 for the grand opening of Urban Barnes' 55th store. Each day, the first 25 people will receive a gift card. One lucky winner will get a $200 gift card, and everyone will get a surprise offer to shop with. Plus, join Move 1035 live on location from 1 to 5 this Saturday. Come for the celebration and lattes, stay for the beautiful furniture and decor. The grand opening of Urban Barn this Saturday and Sunday at Park Royal Shopping Center.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Ongoing problems, a police incident in Maple Ridge, 232nd Street block between Anderson Creek Drive and Foreman Drive. Police incident, so police on the scene. In Surrey, a crash, Highway 10 eastbound before 152nd. Maple Ridge, a crash. Low heat eastbound at Haney Bypass. And we have a crash in Delta, 99 northbound before the Ladner Trunk Road overpass. Down to one lane there. Traffic is brought to you by Shoppers Drug Mart. Earn 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. Starts Friday. Conditions in app. Weather is brought to you by Choices. You have choices to save on your groceries this week, like 30% off organic, boneless, skinless chicken breast. Value packs. Discover more online at choices.market. Clouds with chance of showers this morning. Looks like mostly cloudy tonight for the trick-or-treating, but dry. The high today will be 10, right now 7 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, some more details on why Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz broke up. Detail and scoop.
After the Chicks on Move 103.5.
Forgive
Chicks on Move. All right, so what is the real reason that Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum broke up?
Now, here's the scoop.
Here's the deal. Here's the info we have this morning. They just realized after doing a summer of press tours together that they weren't meant to be. That they really enjoyed spending time talking about art and their craft and stuff, but that they are in two different points in their life. She's 35, he's 44. She's actually publicly said before that she was married once, that she's not sure whether she ever really needed to get married again before she started dating Channing. He's really a family guy and is much more interested in having a smaller life, like less Hollywood stuff, and she is really into her job, and they just were like, we love each other. We spent, you know, a lot of time, but like when we, after we got off this tour thing together, we're like, it's just not working.
Well, they met making this movie that came out over the summer, Blink Twice. It was her first directorial effort. And we were speculating yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, they've signed up to do like something else together. How are they going to make it work? Well, it feels like that's the way their relationship works best, is working. And once the work was over and they wrapped the press tour and the movie was out there, it's like, well, now what?
Yep. Listen, yesterday I said there's got to be more to the story, but maybe there's not. Maybe they're just like really responsible, kind adults and there was no drama. And they're just like, yeah, you know what? We're just better off as friends. Yeah, that's kind of,
Aaron doesn't like that at all.
Come on.
That's a terrible narrative, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, boring.
You know what, though? But I bet they hook up on set again.
Okay.
Like, I think if there really is nothing, there's no other person, there was, like, nobody, you know, they're just, we don't want the same things, then they're going to be working together again. How do they not hook up again?
Did either of you see the Blink Twice thing?
No, I haven't seen it.
Did anybody see it? Was it popular?
I'm sure people have.
People saw it. I don't think it's one of the top 10 grossing movies of the year. No.
Okay. Maybe that's the problem. They didn't work well at all together. It was a complete disaster.
Listen, if we all want to see it, we can buy it from Apple today for $7.
Okay.
What's
it
and
about?
That might be
for
to own.
$7?
I think maybe that's to own.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
It got 74% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not terrible.
$7 is the digital discount bin.
Maybe that's
that
just to rent. I don't know.
That is surprising. Happy Halloween. Here we are on October 31st. According to stats, the average person started thinking about costumes 5 weeks ago. However, those in their 20s and 30s have been planning for at least 7 weeks. It's a big deal. This is the culmination of a long process people have been excited about for a while. According to estimates in the U.S. and Canada, we will spend $11.6 billion on Halloween stuff in 2024. So that's $3.8 billion on costumes, another $3.8 on decorations, $3.5 on candy, and other Halloween stuff as well on top of that.
It's so fun, isn't it? Isn't it just the best?
Mm.
Like, it's just such an awesome, fun day. Love it.
Did you put up any decorations this year, Aaron?
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins? And
yeah,
that's
we're pretty low-key. Usually we go crazy, but this year we didn't. Just a little more low-key.
Did you?
I've got ghosts hanging from our tree for the first time ever. I bought some ghosts.
Fun.
We've got a couple of other things at the front door. My kids are starting to get more into creepy, so
right.
We were told to retire some of the decorations that we got when they were younger.
Oh, like the cutesy stuff.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the one where the girl, is it the girl from Stranger Things, where she's levitating?
Oh.
It's all over TikTok.
Oh,
and
I haven't
seen
that.
Someone in my neighborhood did it. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
Like, you can't figure out how it's happening. I still don't know.
Maybe.
She's levitating.
Maybe it's magic.
Or the demons.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move. 103.5.
This hit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch. Just watch.
you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Jump on it, if you sexy and flown it, if you freaky and own it, don't brag about it, come show me, come on, dance, jump on it, if you sexy and flown it.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother.
Some tricks and treats of our own. The trick is for one of us to identify the Halloween clip that producer Sammy plays for us. If we fail to do so, we're going to have to potentially eat a really gross treat, which are the Jelly Belly Bean Boozled that have been so popular for the last, what, 8-10 years or so?
Something like that, yeah. So these, if you don't know, the flavors are either normal flavors or they're things like wet dog and barf and booger.
Don't forget Old Bandage. That was a favorite of yours from earlier
today. I had to
today.
Eat Old Bandage. Like, I literally ate something that tasted like Old Bandage last hour.
I thought you were going to throw up.
I almost did. I've actually had it the worst this morning. We've done this twice, and I've had crap things both times because you can't tell the difference. You just have to pick, and it could either be normal, like strawberry or whatever, or it could be any of these horrific flavors, and I'm convinced that they have very few nice flavors in here. It's very few. Drew got one. He got Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, instead of old socks, stinky socks. Yeah. So look at me go. So Sammy's got the Halloween clips lined up. Aaron's up first this time.
All right.
You'll have five seconds to identify the Halloween clip, and if you can't, then you're dipping into the treats.
Can you give me a song?
No, she's got the stuff that she has.
It's too hard. I can't.
Can you give me Monster Mash?
Please.
I want Monster Mash.
Love it. Okay. Ready?
Slime me.
That's great. Yay! Actual physical contact.
Oh, easy one. Good for you.
Aaron avoids the treats.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah.
Okay. Yay. All right. Is it Nat?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go.
Here comes
if you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar display of power, Karis.
Is it Poltergeist?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
The Exorcist?
Yes.
That's what I was going
yes,
to say.
Me yeah. too.
I don't know any Halloween movies.
Well, it sounded like the devil.
Why is that Poltergeist?
That's a hint.
Nat's gonna choose from the pile. Now, what could it potentially be?
This could potentially be, oh my God, peach or barf.
Oh no.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, Nat.
No!
You got barf. Nat got barf.
This is Yay! Fun. This is so fun.
It's They're a barf-a-rama.
So gross. They're oh so gross. God.
Chew it. Chew it. Chew it. Chew it. I'm chewing it. I'm chewing it.
Swallow it. Swallow it.
Gosh, I can't.
Have another one.
I can't. It's sitting in there. I just
No. You got to go all the way with it. Got to go all the way with it.
Awful.
Yeah. Oh no, God, it's so terrible.
Yeah, no, they're disgusting.
He better get one.
She's not dry heaving yet, so at least there's that.
Okay, so so Nat is
Nat
is still trying. Nat's having a really difficult time
just
right
eat
now.
Eat it.
Okay, true.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
He's sullen.
He's furtive.
Backstabbing.
He sucks.
I suspect him.
You're unbalanced.
And I hate him. By God, you're right.
I hate him. You're right. I'm distracted because all Nat's doing is trying to spit out her Jelly Belly.
Don't let her.
That was the Adams Family.
Ah, I should have gotten that one.
Mortician Gomez.
Let's go,
Drew.
One.
All right.
Okay. I've got...
What color?
Oh, it's one of the black ones. It could either be...
Licorice or burnt rubber.
Good.
I hate licorice.
Yeah.
This
well,
isn't going to be good either way.
Good. Yay.
Licorice or burnt rubber.
Honestly, if licorice is the worst thing you get, I'm going to be so mad.
But the smell, the smell of burnt rubber and then the taste.
Yeah.
I see. Oh, it's burnt rubber.
Oh, yes! Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now
chew
you
it,
know.
Chew it. Chew it. Chew it.
Now you know my pain.
Isn't that awful?
I've never seen Drew's body contorting in this way before.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. It's so powerful for such a tiny little jelly bean.
Yes. I know. It's horrific.
Oh.
How do kids love this? Like, they love to play this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, that's it. We have no more time for no more.
Call it.
Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Stay away from the Jelly Bellies.
Oh. Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
At White Spot, we know that some things are simply meant to go together. You know, like ketchup and fries, dads and corny jokes, or enjoying comfort food in a super comfy spot. White Spot, the ultimate pairing. So come in and try our new comfort menu featuring tasty things like tender chicken pot pie and flaky pastry, homestyle braised beef and seasonal roasted vegetables, or my personal favorite pairing, carrot and cake. Comfort food and family. It's what we do. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
When your financial future is at stake, you want to work with someone you trust who has your best interests in mind. MNP Debt is proud to have received the Consumer Choice Business Excellence Award in communities like yours across Canada. MNP's licensed insolvency trustees are committed to delivering unbiased, non-judgmental, and locally focused debt solutions. Contact us for a free confidential consultation at 310-DEBT or visit us at mnpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone and see us on the net. 310-DEBT.
BC farming families like K&W Farms work hard to make sure you get fresh quality island eggs.
We've been BC egg farmers for 28 years now. You can find our eggs as Island Gold Enriched Brown or Island Gold Omega 3.
We're local, we're fresh, and we're family run.
As an egg farmer and a company, we're proud to show you what BC farmers do on a daily basis to get you a fresh quality egg.
Available at local grocery stores. For more information, visit islandeggs.com.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
I want my kids to enjoy the same things I did. I want them to enjoy a better BC.
At FortisBC, we've made real progress towards harnessing renewable energy to reduce the use of fossil fuels, like providing renewable natural gas, hydroelectricity, investing in energy efficiency, and even making strides in hydrogen research. We're evolving BC's energy landscape today for a better tomorrow. FortisBC, energy for a better BC.
Ask your doctor about Jublia.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Firefighter Finn McHose, that's a nickname, right? Needed help contending with a blaze of debt. He called Alpine Credits and a superhero was sent his way. Summoning water, she extinguished the fire and consolidated his debt into one low monthly payment. His floors may be wet, but his debt is under control. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
$2,999 buys a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond at Spence.
Buy just one of them, and we'll happily turn that into a one-carat diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
Buy two of them, and we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of two-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for you. No extra charge.
If you want a one-carat engagement ring, we can put your diamond into a classic solitaire mounting for only $500.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
The adventure of a lifetime is just a click away. Casting is now open for the new season of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada.
Are you ready to go?
Go to ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada to apply.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. A busy morning and it continues. Maple Ridge, 232nd block between Anderson Creek Drive and Foreman Drive. It's a police incident there and it's continuing. A crash in Delta 91 northbound at 72nd. A crash in Burnaby, Grandview Highway westbound at Boundary. Alex Fraser, very heavy this morning due to a couple of issues that have been cleared, but we still have lots of volume. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today. Halloween trick-or-treating weather. Today, clouds with a chance of showers, but for trick-or-treaters around 6, it's going to be dry. So cloudy and dry for the early part of the evening. Rain does roll in tonight. The high today, 10. Right now, 6 degrees.
The kids are monsters year-round, but in October,
they wear costumes.
Trick or treat.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Happy Halloween.
Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Erin on the Nat and Drew Show. We have big Starbucks news this morning.
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large.
After years of holding out for I don't know what reason, Starbucks has finally decided to not charge for non-dairy milk alternatives. If you're somebody that doesn't drink milk for whatever reason and you went in and said like, hey, I want a latte, but I'd like it with almond milk or soy milk or whatever, milks that are pretty much the same price in the grocery store, they would charge you 80 cents more. Roughly, sometimes a little bit more depending on the size of your coffee. And people were saying this like for such a long time. I actually even think at one point Paul McCartney complained about it. He's a vegan.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And saying like, this is prohibitive. And so Starbucks is finally, they're changing that policy and they will no longer charge extra for non-dairy alternatives.
Okay. I thought that non-dairy alternatives were more expensive in the grocery store, but they're not. They're about the same now.
So I buy soy milk and I know like a big carton of soy milk is roughly about $5. And that feels to me like pretty much.
Yeah.
On par with milk.
Yeah.
With milk milk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know necessarily about almond milk or whatever, but there was a lot of, there's been a lot of pushback for a lot. In some cases, some of the non-dairy alternatives are actually cheaper, but they put a premium on it in Starbucks for whatever reason.
Of course.
And now Starbucks needs as many people to go to Starbucks as possible. So they have decided to waive the extra fee for non-dairy.
You were saying, Aaron, you actually had trouble finding a Starbucks yesterday.
I had the weirdest experience. So I'm not a huge Starbucks person. I know lots of people go, you know, regularly. I don't. My banker, I said, hey, can I butter you up before I ask for a loan and I'll bring you I'll bring you something from Starbucks.
Yeah.
And she said, I'll get a, what are the cold coffees?
A cold brew.
A cold brew. So I said, no problem. I'll bring it. So I'm on my way and she's like Granville and 70th or whatever. And I stop, pull over, Google, because I expect to actually see some Starbucks while I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I don't see any. Okay. So then I stop, pull over, Google, and I have to drive about 20 minutes to get to a Starbucks. And I have to say, I didn't realize the amount that have closed. Like, I know it's been in the news and we know that, but it's like, remember when they literally were everywhere? They aren't.
No.
They aren't.
No, there used to be a few, or at least a couple in Marpole, I think. One's a dispensary now, I'm pretty sure. And the only Starbucks that might be left, like, along that part of Granville might be the one that's inside Safeway.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not sure there's one out on the street anymore because I drive that route between downtown and Richmond every day.
Can we, like, I mean, I have so many things to say. First, that Aaron is bribing her banker. And, like, I feel like that is a whole other, like, we need to come back to that.
Can you get it down a point?
I love a good bribe. You guys know that. Yeah. Teachers, bankers.
Just the fact that you've got a banker that's
police,
like, yeah,
officers.
For sure.
No, I mean, of course she said no. But, you know, it's worth a try.
And then the dispensary thing is just a whole other thing. Like, how many people really are smoking that much pot? Because we have more dispensaries now than I think. Like, then we have other things.
We must have more dispensaries now than we did peak Starbucks.
You know, 100%.
In terms of, you know, they're not all affiliated, but you look of stretches of some areas and you'll count 3, 4, or 5 and you're like, well, even at its peak, there weren't 3, 4, or 5 Starbucks locations in occupying that same stretch of space.
They've got to be fronts. Like, so I know some of them are legit, but I feel like some of them are fronts.
No. There was other businesses that used to be fronts for this.
Right.
But now this is okay.
Right. No, so I know it's okay.
The front business.
But what
anymore.
Else are they selling? Because, like, it's seriously, there's too many. There's not that many people smoking that much pot.
That's upset there's... that she didn't get in on this earlier.
Why? Why are my pot stocks not doing well?
You're a nice guy, and you're looking for a nice girl to fall for you for a lifetime. But that's not my vibe. I'm just trying to have fun. You say love is blind. But that's just something right there, cause I'm looking in your eyes, and they're burning fire, sex on my mind, and that's what you want. Here, face to face, and we both know the truth, you call them a bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you on the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is all it looks like. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is all it looks like. You're a sentimental guy.
one of a kind. Really, boy, that's hard to find. But that's not my type. You should find your other side. The apple to your eye, the yin to your yang, the blue to your sky, a kiss in the rain, the melody to your dream. But you should know that's not my thing. If it's a face and we both know the truth, you call on the bluff. I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When I'm body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that.
This morning, it's the Halloween edition. And we always give you the answer to question one. This morning, it is Warlock. Warlock. Good luck.
Some Halloween songs up in the throwback throwdown here in just a few moments, too. But first, it's Adele on Move Radio. Good morning.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you. Starting in my
to find.